Hello, beautiful people. Have you ever heard of a sheep mindset? Now, it sounds strange, and it might sound strange, but a sheep mindset is when you follow the flock. You follow everybody else, you learn from everybody else, you believe things because of everybody else. I posted about this today, and it's something I'm really passionate about. I know I've been MIA, so I wanted to touch on that really quickly. I know I've been MIA. I've had a lot of stuff going down at home. One of my children was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes. We've decided to sell our home, just various different things all at once. And the situation came up recently where I was reminded of the amount of family that I have and the amount of them that don't speak to me. And I'm okay with that, but let's get into why. For a very long time, I've dealt with a family member who I truly believe is a narcissist. They haven't been diagnosed, but that's my belief. And throughout this time, this person always has a victim mentality. They will talk about me and my husband as if we're, abusive or anything along those lines where they would be perceived as a victim. During this time, my entire family has stopped talking to me without ever hearing my version of events or my feelings. I tried to with one of my family members, and the response I got was, "I don't want to hear your side. You're an ungrateful bitch." That's basically what was said to me a few years ago. Now, this comes up, and it really gets me thinking. Homophobia. Racism, prejudice. If you have hatred or negative beliefs or opinions about people or situations based on the word of somebody else, you have a sheep mindset. And it really gets you to think all of those things that I just mentioned, racism, prejudice, homophobia, numerous other ones, you're not born with those behaviors. You're not born. Excuse me, with those beliefs. You're not born to hate. You are taught to hate. You are taught by family, by friends, by the opinions and beliefs of others to create those beliefs of other people in your life. If you say, "Oh, hey, I know you know so and so, I'm gonna head out for coffee with them." And your friend or your family member says, "You really shouldn't talk to that person. They're not nice. They're really mean. They're two-faced and they're evil," and whatever they would say about this person. If you say, "You know what? Maybe I won't meet with them," and maybe you had a connection with this person, or you felt that you're really interested in meeting this person, or your intuition was guiding you to talk to this person, and you stop because somebody else told you how they feel. Are you going to do that? Probably. Goes the same with anything else. If somebody, children, again, we go back to all of those really extremely negative versions of hatred, and you think of how many children are taught to hate because their parents hate, and their parents hate, and their parents hate, right? Incestual behavior. I come from a place where there are communities that are, very negatively talked about, and they talk about, vicious cycles of abuse and alcoholism and rape and incest and inbreeding and whatever you want to call it. There are a lot of those are taught. They're taught because that's what your parents teach you. That's what your community teaches you. That's what your friends and family teaches you. You can't allow your opinions, your beliefs, your emotions to be based on the opinions of others. It's not right. You could be seriously damaging or seriously hurting somebody that you're meant to communicate with, that you're meant to teach, that you're meant to learn from, because everybody who comes into your life, every situation that comes into your life, is there for a purpose. It has a reason. But are you disallowing that reason because of somebody else? Because somebody tells you, "Oh, you are so excited. You can't wait. You're going to go and skydive." You're going to go on skydive. And then somebody turns around and they're like, I would never do that. That terrifies me. You shouldn't do that. And then you don't go and do it. You're missing out on that lesson. Now, me personally, I would never skydive. I'm terrified of it. I couldn't do it. But that's me. Somebody else turned around. If my kids said, hey, I'm 18, I'm going skydiving, I'm going to say right on, be careful, you know, make sure that you focus and you learn everything that you need to learn. And just be careful, be safe for you. Why do we allow? So I'm a life coach, right? So I make it my mission and the foundation of my business is to heal negative trauma, negative beliefs, things that are unaligned with you in life right now so that you can create a life based on your terms filled with freedom, love, and happiness. That's my goal, right? How many beliefs do you think that I'm healing or help, not I'm not healing, that I'm helping my clients heal that their parents created, right? You grew up in a household where your family is abusive. Say your mom and dad have domestic violence. You grow up and you're taught, you know, that, you know what, it's okay. I'm okay. He really loves me or she really loves me. And just, this is how we are. And you grew up and you believe that that's an acceptable relationship for you. You get into an abusive relationship and you're like, screw this. I don't want to be in this situation. I don't want this lifestyle. You come to me and we get down to the bottom of it. Okay, you have repeat abusive relationships because that's what you believe you deserve. That's what you believe your normal is. Because that's what you were taught. Right? You were taught that belief. So we go in and we recreate that. That was unacceptable for you. Maybe your mom dealt with that. Maybe your dad dealt with that. But for you, that is an unacceptable belief. Let's change it, right? Why? If I'm helping my clients heal those beliefs that were created when they were children by other people, why as adults are we blindly following the rest of the sheep around and recreating or creating beliefs and opinions based on one person or based on a group of people? Now, I'm not saying that, you know, their opinion might not be valid. I'm not saying that. I had a situation where I was about to work with a girl. Nobody liked her. Well, some people liked her, but no, I was warned by about four or five different people. Melissa, don't work with her. Melissa, she's not good. She's so-and-so. Don't work with her. You're going to regret it. And I said, you know what? I don't base my decisions on what you say. I'm sorry. And I validate that's how you feel about this person. And I accept that for information, but that's not me. I don't do that. I won't base my decision on a person or a situation until I've experienced it. Do I hear a lot of I told you so's? Absolutely. But I needed to learn that for myself, right? I can't protect myself based on the beliefs of others if I haven't experienced it. Because the way I learn and the way I grow is by experiencing that negativity. So absolutely, I ended up working with this woman and she was a nightmare to work with. But at the same time, she was hurt and she was struggling and she needed to make changes to her life. Did we work together for a long period of time? Absolutely not. Did we blow up at each other? Absolutely. But I learned. There's been other people that I've been told, don't talk to this person, don't hang around with this person, or, you know, this person's horrible because they did X, Y, and Z to me, and turn around and this person is wonderful to me and wonderful person and a sweet person, but it was based on that person's perception of the interaction, right? I have an entire wing of my family who absolutely despises me right now, will not talk to me, refuses to even listen to me based on the perception of events by one person. And this person is a master manipulator. They're a master manipulator. They're a master victim. And yeah, am I angry? A little bit. Am I hurt? Absolutely. But at the same time, I'm not basing my life off of that wing of my family. I'm not basing how I feel about myself or the truth that I know on those people. Racism, homophobia, prejudice, hatred, denial, all are learnt behaviors. Don't be a sheep. Don't allow the beliefs and opinions of other people to run what you believe and what you decide to do. You could be taking the biggest step to growing and loving your future and not do it because someone else tells you it didn't work for me, right? It's like working with a life coach, and I'm not promoting you, so don't worry about that. Working with a life coach, you'd be like, I worked with a bunch of coaches and I didn't like them and they didn't do anything for me. And, you know, I have clients right now who've taken my programs, who've taken a course, didn't put any effort into it, no effort into it. Am I at fault? No, because I also have clients who've taken the same programs and courses and found maximum value because they put the effort in. Each person's perception of the same events or similar events are completely different. Stop basing yours on the opinions of others. Thank you for listening to Spiritually Aligned Mindset. If you like this episode and want to hear more, then go ahead and click the like, share, and subscribe buttons. Also, feel free to leave a review, send me a message, or comment if you have any questions, want to be a guest on the podcast, or just want to connect and learn more. Much love, and I will talk to you again soon.